downtown, we live. Over the feelings, when it's no time, I go live from the kitchen with a ditch. Get the dad for a whipping. Whip a brick, when you break the whole brick down, this what it'll get you. Pat glaze, frost wrist, how you fucking all these bitches.
Yes, sir, we back at it again. You know what I'm saying? Live on the screen, smash and dash. Out here in beautiful LA, where they say it never rains.
Big sunny SoCal, my neck of the woods.
Yes, sir.
Home of the Trojans. Okay, then. Oh, it's homecoming week, too. Yeah. In case you ain't know.
So, yeah, you know, woke up to some real disturbing news.
Yeah, that was sad.
Takeoff, man. We've been talking about these rappers dying and stuff like that, and for him to lose his life, like, over a dice game.
Right.
Man, it's just crazy.
It's crazy you say. I mean, like, we try to speak on whatever and you just keep it real. We've been brought this up that, like you said, that rapping is probably the most dangerous job in the world.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's just being honest. As a football player, like, you know, there's after life after football is rough, and then, you know, there's this thing with the CTE and stuff like that, you know, that sucks. But I'm saying, like, these dudes ain't even living past 25, 30 years old, man. It's like right when they're getting in the groove of thing, they got, you know, kids, they got these, you know, babies they're trying to bring up. And it's like, man, you know, like you said, they're at a dice game, which probably they've been doing their whole life anyway. You know what I'm saying? Things go left field. And then, you know, we wake up, you know, we know him. We've hung out. We've sat in the section with them. We vibe with them all night. And they was nothing but good people to us. You know what I'm saying? So it's just... it's sad that, you know, you had to wake up and see something like that, man. I know my heart goes out to their family for sure.
Yeah, heart definitely go out to their family. It's crazy. Like, I just feel like even them being a rapper or whatever they is, like, I think this situation was kind of different. Like, it just come with it when you, like, out there in the streets, you gambling, you playing dice. It wasn't just, like, their crew. It was different crews. So,
yeah, you mixing, you
know,
stuff up.
Yeah, you mixing it up. Tempers maybe was flaring and stuff like that, and it just got out of hand real quick, man.
I mean, everything's speculation, and you don't really want to speculate too much. But from the videos and unfortunately what I've seen, you could tell, you know, somebody was a little upset from something. So, man, it's just sorry. It sucks, man. Cause dog, you know, they was him, Offset, and the Migos were going through something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Offset right now is probably somewhere, you know, pissed. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Ain't no telling what he said to him last. So, man, that's a horrible situation. It sucks, man. Again, condolences and prayers go out to them. Unfortunately, you know, Smash and Dash, Ites, or, you know, whatever y'all want to call yourself. You know, we didn't want to hit y'all with too sad of news right off the bat. But, you know, we got to keep it real on Smash and Dash. So it's only right.
Yeah. Thoughts go out to the family, you know. And you speak on a little Smash and Dash. And my next topic, it kind of goes into that. I don't know if they got a group name, Smash and
Dash.
I'm sure
they ain't got no
it's nothing,
man.
But
it's a beef right
yeah,
now.
So the Zeke and Pollard situation.
I knew you was gonna say, that's why I said it's a beef. 2K, ain't no beef, because if you
it can't be beef.
Y'all
like
be, yeah, when you be in there, know what I'm saying is, it's not a beef, but it's a beef. You know how
between
it
who?
Is. I don't know. It probably in Zeke's head, because he's probably gonna get his job took. You know what I'm saying? Do I
but
think
I
he
think,
should lose his job, or that's what we're going to ultimately get to, right?
Yeah, who do you think should be the starter at
I
this
think
point?
Zeke should be the starter, man. I know how it go. Like, when you come in there sometimes and you fresh-legged like that, yes, I've seen it too many times in this league where you be the new guy, yes, and you have instant success. But I've also seen, yeah, you know, they put that hold, they try to get that guy the full load, and then next thing you know, they disappear, i.e. somebody from your former team. But I ain't gonna do that.
Ooh.
Number 31, he was a big, nice running back. They force fed him. He was good for like a year, and then all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not taking nothing away from him. What I'm saying is, like, yes, Zeke's a little different. I know they're trying to say Zeke's old. I don't believe that, man. I just don't believe
that. What year this? I think Zeke is going, what, year 7, 6, 7?
Yeah, but how, I mean,
7, 8. And Zeke is
how many thousand yard seasons has Zeke had? Please, I need.
I'm pretty sure he had a lot. I'm just asking the question because you know, like once.
You know probably, how it is.
Zeke probably have been one of the most out of this whole league. He's probably been the most consistent running back of all running backs. Yeah. I don't care if you name McCaffrey, Saquon, yeah, all the top guys. He has been the most consistent out of everybody. And when I say consistent, I mean 1,000-yard seasons. So
how many? Four.
Four.
And
4,000-yard seasons.
How many games has he missed? Oh yeah,
297
he's knocking at the door.
Yeah, so he was at the door almost six.
And that's like with you know the tackle he's been missing his tackle starting tackle down. What I get is like I love controversy. You know I love it, but sometimes it just it's so blatant and you see it coming from a mile away. We've been seeing this since the beginning of the year. You knew, bro, when they gonna let TP touch the rocket? If he hit some explosive runs, you knew they were gonna be questioning and being like, "Hey, what's up? Do we need to get rid of Zeke?" Especially with the amount of money. But do they think they're gonna get TP at a discount now?
Nah, but what I'm thinking is like, and I can't even lie. Throughout the whole season, every time TP is getting the opportunity, he's stepping up and making plays. It's not just. It's just not. But he's just coming in, but he's coming and making plays.
Handbacks and stuff.
It doesn't matter. But he's making plays. So and then when Zeke get hurt,
I just don't think it's the same play.
I'm just saying when Zeke got hurt and then he got his opportunity, you see what he went in there and did.
It looked nice.
Like when he had a full load.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day,
14 ain't a full load.
No, but I'm just saying he had.
How many games in a lifetime have we had 14 carries, 100 and something, and three tells? That's a fairy tale game.
Look it up. Every time.
No, TP does his thing.
Every time TP had the opportunity to start, he's had a good game. Every time, and I think he started three times in his career. Man. He done had a good game. So
I hear if, you.
When you look at it from their eyes, like how I look at
the
it,
executive
like, sure,
eyes,
man,
I get it. I know what
Zeke
you're saying.
Zeke been doing this long enough. Like, nah, ain't no way we ain't just finna do him like that. Like, if y'all feel like y'all want to move on, go on, ride him. Go on, ride him out throughout this year and then off season. But man, you know it's all about winning. They don't care about feelings.
Right. But see, when he was the starting
running
back.
But what I'm saying is they feel like that TP explosiveness make their offense that much better.
Oh,
that's how they feel.
I'm with
you.
I see what they be saying, and I'm okay with that. So I'm not mad at that, man. I just – what I'm saying
but
is from
– So if you was TP, would you want the job? Like, do you think you deserve the job?
I don't think I mean, based on that game, if we're going off one game.
No, we're not going off the game. We're going off the whole year.
No, if I'm TP, then I'm real. I got to be realistic. I know what Zeke been doing. And if you're looking at the body of work, and if you're looking at how his quarterback ain't been healthy either, you trying to now. Bro, you playing with Cooper Rush at the beginning, and now you got your real quarterback back. You playing with Dak, stuff be different. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I just know how that crookie.
But the only thing I'm saying is when you. We're not talking about
no. I'm not starting off that last game. I'm not starting TP over Zeke.
I'm not saying I'm
still 1-2. I'll still 1-2 punch it. I'll still let him come in and rock.
But what I'm saying is, we're throwing out last year. We just off this year.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at all the games throughout this year, I guarantee you, majority of the games TP had a better game. I'm just saying. So if you're looking at that
I gotta look at. I mean, you might be right. I'm not saying you want. I just gotta look at that stat.
Yards per carry.
But I also know how that is, bro. We talking about a 230-pound downhill. They want to give you a gap, but then when this guy come, bro, I know because I've
but
been
I'm
that
just
guy.
Saying,
no, I ain't, that's
how
bullshit.
How would you feel if you were in his shoes? Everybody trying to get paid.
Now, if
Zeke ain't got paid already,
I don't give a damn. I'm looking at them like. Give me the same goddamn care as y'all giving him. To stop giving me power. Stop giving me this damn run up in here, hitting the head on. Stop giving me 9 in the box. Spread them motherfuckers out and let me get the ball like that too.
I said, how would you feel if he was in TP shoes?
I don't give a damn about TP.
Shoes.
See, I ain't on that. I'm talking about give me the same carries they be giving you little guys. They be talking about, oh, he ain't breaking. You damn right. Y'all got me running 12 double. It's an inside zone play where there's not 8 in the box already. What you expect? Oh, all of a sudden TP come in. Y'all done went to shotgun. Y'all doing this Statue of Liberty shit. He running all over the damn place. You damn right. I've seen it.
How you know he ain't getting no handbags,
but I've
though?
Seen it. Handbacks
you know
or not,
Zeke
but
can't.
You damn right. He getting them on the edge and going stuff. I don't know. Because when I see Zeke running, it's always
edge?
It's downhill stuff.
But can Zeke get on the edge?
Yes.
How they want him to get on.
Yeah, I love Zeke to do it. Bro, don't try Zeke like that.
I'm just asking.
Hey, bro, don't do that shit.
I'm asking you, can he get on the edge?
Are you trying Zeke?
No, I'm just asking.
I'm asking you, do you think Zeke can get the edge?
Not like TP.
Well, there's always a little bit more
quickness. Not like TP.
But I don't think I don't think TP could also take 300 carries. I think if TP was the full-time running back, he would fold. That's just me. Okay. Then we have it. Let's get on before I jump over there.
I don't even want to talk about that no more, bro. So TP,
I like or Zeke.
Zeke. You like Zeke. Okay.
Love Zeke.
You going with Zeke.
I'm going with Zeke. Who you going with?
I'm going with Zeke.
All right. See how you do. Oh, my. Bro, why you be doing that shit, dog?
Doing what?
Why you be doing that?
I'm going with Zeke.
You always do that shit, though, man. They going to be having to beat this episode out because you a wild boy. The man done got me riled up, y'all. I apologize.
What you riled up for?
Because, bro.
I ain't dropping nothing but facts.
You dropping somewhat facts, but
facts.
I'm dropping bars, too.
No.
Yeah, man, they got my dog running inside zone. Give him a guy on the edge as well. Bro, all right, we going to go on to something else because my cousin Kirk, y'all been talking about him for years, man. You and my dog KT been talking about my dog for years. And right now, the Vikings are looking real serious in that NFC.
Are they?
They look real serious. And they got your favorite running back, might I add.
Yeah.
But I always say this every week, too, man, because I be wondering, why did we give up A.J. Brown and we have to sit him with these Eagles that are undefeated and they are looking real serious, might I add. Who do you think is looking more serious out of them?
Well, they're in different divisions, but.
No, it's NFC.
Huh? Oh, and the Eagles, though. You're talking about the Eagles.
My cousin Kirk, the Vikings, because the Vikings looking nice right now. Mm. I remember y'all used to say he was a what guy?
He was a system guy.
Yeah, but not a guy. They done fired the guys and all
that. Was y'all? I said that?
Yes, you used to be a part of that, too. You used to love when he used to get on a system guy.
I didn't say that, though.
All right, well, Kirk's looking real good right now.
But no one is definitely not looking better than the Eagles right now. They're just playing. They playing such great ball right now.
Has anybody tested them?
What you mean?
Who's trying to test them? I don't think my cousin Kurt went there and tested them yet.
Hey, we.
They beat my cousin Kurt? Oh, damn. What was the score?
It don't matter.
I'm glad you like to chime in when CJ always, right?
I'm just saying.
We see who these people be cutting the check
dimes,
to.
Man.
We see who they cutting the check to, Jack.
Hey, sometimes when you're talking like that, you gotta know your facts, man.
All right, you right then. All right, I'm going to throw something else in there then. What about the 49ers? Because they did ask CMC.
Yeah, I like what
I called CMC too, did
I not? Yeah, yeah, Call what?
I said CMC to the 49ers weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
Oh, my gosh.
You did say that. Yeah, but like, they new offense. They got some guys over there. They got Kittle, CMC.
I know my dog
they
Rick got, at the house right now. Like, they got Debo. Like animal.
Yeah, they got Debo.
Is Debo healthy? Because I ain't really.
I think he didn't play last week.
He didn't play last week, so he's coming back.
He'll be back. It ain't no serious injury.
Oh, I know Debo. His name Debo.
My thing with that is it's going to be interesting to see
how they share that rock.
How are they going to do that? Because some of those, like last game, I know CMC had a passing touchdown, a receiving touchdown, a rushing touchdown. I know a lot of those plays was probably some of Debo's, being that Debo didn't play. So when he come back, it's going to be interesting to see how that offense coordinator or the head coach, how he mixed that up within all those playmakers that they got.
Kyle, Eugene Shanahan, he will get the job done. Shout out to Kyle. That's my dog, Boskay's best friend. I've been knowing, I don't know Kyle like that, but I've been knowing of him since forever because he's been in Denver with his dad. We always knew he had that. You know, man know how to call the plays. And I know he know what he doing when he been whooping McVay. He know how to, you know, big boy McVay. Like, and that's just like his little guy. They both came from Washington together. And it's crazy because every time they play, whether he has all his players or not, he always finds a way to show, you know, McVay who's boss. So I honestly think what, you know, the Niners bringing CMC in and then Debo coming back healthy. And then what's his name? Ayuk, Brandon.
Kittle, don't forget about Kittle.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. They got some stick out there, man. That's the team you're gonna play with on Madden for sure.
Yeah, I think that team that's gonna be a team like deep in the playoffs that they're gonna get their
tongue and partner from USC. Yeah,
yeah, in the playoffs. So to all my fantasy listeners, who do you think is gonna take a hit on fantasy? Either Debo
CMC.
Or CMC.
Debo just got paid. He is San Fran right now.
Yeah.
I just
think CMC gonna take a hit?
Yes, but no. I don't think nobody takes a hit.
Somebody's gonna take
Kyle
a hit.
Kyle Shanahan knows how to draw it up, man.
Somebody's gonna take a hit.
You're gonna be so surprised when he has both of them.
The reason you gotta think about this, we're coming from CMC being with Carolina, and they're
forcing the ball down here.
He have to share it.
But I don't know. What I'm saying is, listen, Young, the way Shanahan draw it up, it might be less carries but more production. You see what I'm saying? Because they're going to have Debo. They got, you know, all these weapons.
I don't see it that way. Not in, I'm talking about fantasy. CMC definitely going to take a hit. CMC definitely, because CMC in Carolina, he was getting force fed the ball.
Yeah, CMC takes
over
the,
here, he going to get his touches. His set touches, you still got to Kittle. You still got to give Debo. Know what I'm saying? You got to give all those different guys their touches. So it ain't gonna be force fed. Know what I'm saying?
You got to give Kittle his 12 looks.
Yes, it's not gonna be force fed. So I definitely, so to all my fantasy owners, CMC is gonna take a hit. I don't know about how much, but he's gonna take a little bit of a hit on that.
In my Bronco country. Ain't riding. They can't be riding. They just gave up Chubb.
They definitely gave up Chubb. Bruh,
are we rebuilding or not? I just live in Denver, I can't really. I'm not going to act like I'm a Bronco country, let's ride. That ain't on me. I ain't going to even take that.
Well, y'all got y'all quarterback. So can it be a rebuilding, or is they starting they from there or where? Like,
you got to be rebuilding at this point, 2K. If they're calling about Bradley Chubb like that, clearly he was like a piece that we needed, is what I'm saying, or what the Broncos needed. I say we because I'm from Denver, y'all, but I don't get it. I'm a Tom Brady tell you retire. I don't care what's going on. I don't like my dog Rick, so I don't give a darn what's going on with Tom Brady, Thomas Patrick Eugene Edward Brady. He's always going to be my guy, but I don't know. I think Bronco country probably going to I think they're done. I think they're canon. Who's the first draft pick? Who's they saying number one overall?
I don't know.
All right, they got to go.
So are the Bucks done?
No, the Bucks aren't done. The Bucks got way more weapons than them. And how could you even say that when the Bucks ain't trade they best players?
I'm just asking, are they done?
Yeah, that's like if Otto woke up and Mike Evans was traded, I'd have said, yeah, Animal, it's time to move on from that. But I just ain't buying that. I think the Broncos, yeah, they play. Who do you think, had the best day today trading?
The best day today trading?
Like, or receiving, picking up.
What you call it? Who was it?
The Steelers got William Jackson. I know Claypool went to the Bears. Bradley Chubb went to the Dolphins. Help us out.
Man. That's
somebody.
The one. Thank you. That's Hockenson. The one that really broke it. TJ Hockenson, man. Kirk Cousins finally has a real tight end he can throw the ball to. I think he gets – that's what I'm saying, man. The Vikings become a different player.
I think what's called the best day? The Dolphins. I feel like the Dolphins.
Well, they got better, but I don't think they got better than the Vikings. The Vikings with that offense already, they got TJ. And I told you TJ, he's a stat stuffer, fantasy people. He is a stat stuffer. So, Kirk got another outlet. That's a check downer.
Man, fantasy Kirk football, is going to be Kirk. Kirk ain't making it out the playoffs, man.
I'm disappointed.
Kirk is not making it out the playoffs.
So you think Geno is going to make it out the playoffs?
Man, Geno?
Genius. Why did I say Genius? Why
you've been saying that since the other day. Genius.
Geno and Jameis together. I'm out of control for that. I said Genius, man.
Man, Geno playing some ball right now.
Geno is playing some ball.
Geno playing some ball.
It's so hard for me to I can't not forget the Jets. I remember they let him start over Mike Vick with the Jets, and I used to just be like, "What's going on here?" Do you remember that?
Yeah, I think it was more so. Coaching, man.
Coaching in the.
I think it was coaching.
So what's the NFL and execs? They got the. What is wrong with these execs?
Man, you know, sometimes they feel like they egos, man. They think they get a player that don't fit their system and make them fit their system or make them better than what they is. A lot of times the player don't fit, it don't fit. But being that you say that, do you think it's time that the Raiders move on from Carr?
Is it Carr, or is it that he got a new coordinator every other year? Like, it sucks because you talking about a guy that literally throws for 4,000 yards every year. You know what I'm saying? Where's the other production from everybody else? Where's the Josh Jacobs every year? Like, you know, he been running hard this year, but, like, production last year wasn't there.
Been hurt.
Okay. See what I'm saying? Like, it's like, I understand when you're the quarterback, you get it blamed. But when you look at his numbers, it's not him. Like, the numbers. Should you move on from him? You going to have to.
But you because, can't say that because if you say that, your boy Jameis threw for almost 5,000 with BA. So
yeah, no, no. But listen,
he had the numbers.
But he evened out.
I'm just saying.
You can throw for 5,000, but no touchdowns, it don't matter to me. What did you do it for? If you really threw for 5,000 yards but no touchdowns, because you threw 30 picks with 30, you evened out. I don't want that. I'm sorry. Them numbers don't add. But what I'm saying, if you throw for 4,000, 30 touchdowns and 12 picks or something, those numbers are like, those ain't, he's not the problem.
He probably had more picks than that.
I don't know, man. Turn me up, JP. Bro, I ain't got time for all this.
So,
man,
you saying that they shouldn't move on from him? That's what you're saying.
I think it might be time only because Josh McDaniels just probably, he probably feels like he needs to. But again, yeah. I'm looking at these numbers. 4,800, 23 tugs to 14 picks. 4,100, 27 tugs to 9 picks. 4,000, 21 picks to 8. It's not him. I'm sorry, man. These numbers, if they release Carr going to get a job around anywhere in the league, he won't. And he'll sign another max
deal. He might want to kind of
hold on. Might as well come where?
Nah, we just chilling, man.
Come on.
We just chilling.
Oh, okay. Cause yeah, I think Carr would 22 back there would be nice. But they'll be playing somebody.
Fourth quarter comebacks, 31 game winning drives.
And we're talking about
So who do we get rid of?
I don't know. They bro, you talking about a defense? They gave up Khalil.
No,
Mack.
I'm saying, who is it? Time to make changes in the front office or what?
They already did that. You got to give Josh McDaniels time to
I'm not talking about him.
Yes, they got it. But what
I'm not talking about getting rid of Josh McDaniels. I'm talking about GM.
No,
up there
because you just hired your guys. Let them, bro. They got to give time to jail. It's a first year with this dude, man. Like it's all brand new. Yes, Carr played with Adams 5-6 years ago in high school or college, but this is different.
Wow.
Like, let's take time to jail and stuff. Like, I think people thought it was just going to be a love fest, man. We know better than anybody. How many times have we started off 0-5 or 0-6 and was one game away? But if we
– I only started off 0-6 one time.
But did you almost make the playoffs that year?
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
I started off more than I did start off like 0-4-5, but VY, I remember VY came in 7-8. We was one game away going to playoffs. So it's like I've been on teams where, yes, bro, it looks weak and we look sorry, but then all of a sudden they run off an 8 in a row, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, we might be able to make the playoffs, and then they like, oh, Carr's looking like MVP Carr, and we almost just gonna let him go. I don't know. I don't think you let Carr go. I think you give time to Josh McDaniels, and they figure it out here soon. It's 1 year, man. They keep saying let Carr go, but them yards that he's putting up.
He keeps saying 1 year, but this is year after year after year.
But these year after year, he's putting up them numbers. It ain't him. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So something ain't right.
Okay.
Bruh, you just try to compare that man to Jameis, and you're out of control.
No, I'm not saying that, but you saying if he putting up numbers but nothing else.
Them ain't numbers. His turnover ratio is way better. Like, it's bro.
But he's putting up, Peyton was putting up numbers.
Peyton.
Manning.
Yeah, but Peyton Manning neck was hurt. And
I'm just saying, but Peyton was putting up numbers, and you saying the only reason why Brady is better because of championships.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what is he doing? So he's not taking us to the Super Bowl. He's not winning championships.
Neither,
so it don't matter what the numbers is.
Neither is my front office, and neither is my other coach. So like, you can't just put it on me. I got 8 different coordinators.
Be real with yourself.
I got 8 coordinators in 4 years. How y'all gonna expect me to win with
that? Be real with yourself.
What I'm supposed to do with that? Like AI say, how I'm supposed to do that?
You know what I'm saying?
I know what
you're
talking about.
You're not winning.
Man.
You're not winning. It's cool. You can throw 5 in the world you want to. You're not winning.
I got it.
So that means Peyton is...
Ooh.
Hold on.
All right,
I got one for you.
No,
okay.
I got something
for you.
Hold on,
wait.
I don't want to even hear this.
I got something. Okay, so listen. All right.
Y'all know this, man.
If USC win the Pac-12,
yes.
Should they go ahead of a one-loss nine?
Yes.
SEC champ.
Yes.
So you think USC should go ahead of Tennessee or Georgia?
If they lost, yeah. We lost earlier. It ain't our fault y'all lost later. Bro, you know how this system goes.
How many losses y'all got?
One.
Okay.
And yeah, so if they lose too. Fall behind us. Get in line.
They schedule harder.
Get in line, Jack. It ain't my fault. We still got to – bro, you act like – I mean, Utah's still ranked up there, bro. And UCLA is ranked in the top 10 still. So if we handle our business like we supposed to, bro, yeah, I think that we should jump ahead. That's just me being biased, though. I don't give a damn about no SEC football. I'm undefeated versus them. Run and tell that, SEC.
So listen.
Cadillac Williams them. Yeah.
Guess what?
Adrian McFadden them. Yeah, put 70 ball on them.
So y'all are going to, that's this year, not this year, next year.
I don't know when we going. I can't wait. I think it's 23. Is it 23?
23
or
what?
24. When we move to the Big Ten?
No, Big 12. Right.
Bro, we move to the Big Ten. Get your
Big Ten.
Yes, it's the Big Ten, man. It's up north football. Big 12 is more down. It's south, you know, like Texas, Kansas. That, you know what I'm saying?
Kansas
State. That's Big 12 football.
That's Big 12.
Yeah, we would destroy that. We ask Oklahoma them. They
okay.
That's what. You know.
So listen. So what I'm saying is
Natty.
So what I'm saying is I don't believe y'all should go ahead of Tennessee or Georgia. You talking about the number one versus the number two team? Somebody got to take a loss.
That ain't my.
Y'all, come on, no, bro. Y'all bro, lost to Utah, not, man. Ain't no way.
That ain't my problem.
You know what they gonna look at it as? Lost to Utah, lost to Georgia, Tennessee.
But if Utah ends up in the top 10, but if Utah stays in the top 10 as well, you can't be mad.
It doesn't matter. Utah won top 10 when they beat you.
2K, I get what you're saying, but I don't give a darn, man. I ain't.
Yeah. Are you being biased?
Yeah.
Be real with yourself.
You ask yourself if ECU had a chance to be up there, which we never.
I'm going to be real with myself.
Yeah, because you know they ain't going to make it. Because you know you ain't going to make it.
I'm being real with myself right now.
And how you know if, bro, you talking about Tennessee going to lose one. How you know if Tennessee don't lose this week that they don't just keep falling off?
Didn't y'all just almost lost this past week?
Don't somebody still got to play Bama? Wait, so that's going to be a two lost team somewhere in there. So, hell yeah, I'm jumping ahead. Huh.
How?
Because somebody got to lose twice in there. Somebody going to end up losing twice is what I'm telling you.
It still don't make no sense, though.
What? So now a two lost team got to – one of them teams going to lose twice, so they got to get out of there. So
yeah, but when it comes to –
yo, they got it lost twice. See, now
you ain't playing nobody.
Hey, so look, how about we give you something that you good at? You give me your top five running back since 2000. Something animal body. Yeah, that's probably something he better at because clearly this ain't what he good at. Bro, give me your top five running back since 2000.
I'm just saying, why you running from the topic, bro?
I don't even want to talk about that no more. It's not even because that's neither here nor there. Until ECU gets in the top 25, I don't want to talk about me or your schools. It's
why not?
Top five running back since 2000.
Why you don't want to talk about my school?
Cause I will talk about your school when they become
my
relevant.
My school is 2-0 this year against teams that's going to the Big 12.
You see how he tried to throw that weak ass.
I'm just saying.
I'm not in the Big 12. I don't care.
We 2-0.
He keeps talking about what is the
shout
Big
out
12?
To ECU.
What is the Big 12 shout though? Out, I don't know
hey,
that.
Shout out to ECU.
Bro, that's
we going
Kansas.
Bowling.
Bro, Kansas
we going
is,
bowling, man. Shout out to ECU. We going bowling
we
already.
We been going bowling. That was we 7-0. That was you boys were after six games. That's normal for SC.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? We trying to go Rose Bowl. Have you ever played in one of them? Yeah, they gonna go to the Alligator Bowl, man. The Bobby Boucher Bowl, man. Water Bowl. Man, give me your top five running backs, man. Since
since 2000.
Yeah.
Wow. Who was playing since 2000?
LT.
LT was in there.
Wasn't Jamal Lewis? Ooh, Jamal Lewis.
Damn, man. Who was playing in the 2000s, man?
Man.
Ah, that's a tough one, bro.
Man, nah, you guys, come on. You a running back.
That's a tough one. Let me see, in the 2000s.
Yeah.
I got to do me
Nah, ain't none 2000s. Of that, bro. Come on, bro.
I don't know off the top of my head, bro, because I don't want to leave nobody out.
Curtis Martin was still playing.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm saying. LT, AP was in them 2000s.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. I don't want to leave nobody out. I got to.
Thug James, man. Edgerrin.
Edgerrin was in there too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Emmett was still playing in the 2000s.
Run, Ricky, run.
Was Barry still playing? Barry was playing in the 2000s. He wasn't.
He probably that's like right at the, if he was right at the end, he walked away.
Oh, probably.
Damn, we got Freddie T.
You got Marshall Faulk still playing. Jamal, LaDainian, yeah, Emmett.
Curtis. I ain't putting him in the top two. Like, he the top over, like, because he's one of them forever. But, like, true. I don't know what he was doing then. But, yeah, Emmett's just Emmett. I'm capping. Let me stop lying. Emmett had a crazy line, though.
All right. I got a couple guys.
Man, Emmett was going crazy, man.
We still recording? Oh. All right, so this a guy that I liked it a whole lot, though. This ain't in no particular order, though, but I used to love watching Priest Holmes.
Priest, man.
Priest Holmes was
pretty hard,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Priest Holmes.
Priest was hard. I give Priest that.
Gotta go LT.
LT was my guy.
Emmett,
man, you saying Cardinals, Emmett? I ain't taking Cardinals.
Hey, he was playing. I got.
I'm just
go
not
Emmett.
Taking that. I'm taking 10-year Emmett, the first 10 with the Dallas Cowboys for sure. I'm taking
Emmett.
That.
I gotta go. Marshall.
Marshall.
Jamal Lewis.
That's a, I'm going. I
can't leave my boy Edgerrin James.
Yeah. So who you taking off? Yes, you missed top five. I ain't in that. You got to pick. Who you picking? Who you taking out? Emmett.
Was good.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Emmett got to come out in the top 2000. He wasn't. He's the GOAT of all times, but in the 2000, he wasn't running like them boys. That was their era.
Yeah, that's your five. I'm going with my five.
He was back in. I'm talking about like Sean Alexander.
I'm going Priest Holmes, LT, Jamal, Marshall, and Emmett.
I'm going Marshall. I'm going Jamal. I'm going Edgerrin for sure. I'm going Sean Alexander. That dude used to.
Oh, man. Ooh-wee. It's just, I can't. Yeah. Man, because there's just too many. You got Corey Dillon, man.
Corey Dillon, man.
You just got so many, man.
Hey, that's what you got to pick. It ain't my fault.
You got Ahmad Green.
Ooh. Nebraska great. Ahmad Green was a GOAT. He still is a GOAT.
Yeah.
All them dudes we named, it's hard to name. We grew up with real running backs, man, where they wasn't getting hurt 4 years in. Like, it's crazy because I'm telling you how we grew up. We seen running backs playing for 10 years before it was like, oh, they moving on from there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Man, excuse me. I don't know, man. I'm ready to go hit these streets, my guy. We in L.A., so I know you want to keep doing this back and forth, and that's cute. But Deli Valley about to go hit this Hollywood, man. So what you gonna do?
Man, just chilling, man. You know, working here and there. But
working here and there. And this man, what twinning have you doing? Let me take that baby cap off. This man, baby cap.
Just working. And, you know, we got to go check out USC, what they got. See if they treat me how ECU treated you.
Listen, red carpet.
I guess.
Red carpet. Back though.
I hope they make the playoffs, though. I want to go.
I don't know if I'm taking you. That's what I'm saying. All that.
So
early.
I want them to make the playoffs, but I just know how it works, man.
I know, but 2K.
I know a two-loss Georgia might go in before USC.
No, that's absolutely absurd. If you lose twice, you got to get done. You ain't clearly who you thought you was. You sleep.
Y'all just almost lost.
Almost. Y'all how much let,
who
almost
y'all
count?
Playing? Who y'all just played?
All right, man. Y'all it's been another playing. Episode. We holding it down. I'm with Twinski as always. He's always getting on my nerves. But I'm going to see y'all next week. Ain't no telling where I'm going to be from. You did?
Yes, sir.